Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Second Sight NYC. It's August 7th, 11 p.m. My name is Stephanie Benetti, and I'm here with Christopher George, medium, and we want to welcome you to our show. Hi, Chris.
How you doing, Steph? What's going on?
Just starting our new show.
Exciting, huh?
Sure is. Want to just talk to these folks about
why don't we start with you? I got because you're pretty new to this, and what made you get into this?
What made me get into this? Basically, I'm a math and science gal, and I'm like a show me person. And I met you, and
I showed you.
You showed me.
I remember meeting you, and you really didn't have much interest at all in the paranormal and psychic world whatsoever.
I never even read a horoscope.
Right, and you really didn't believe in it all that much, and I never ever pushed it on you, not even a little bit. And I kind of said to myself, you know, as time goes on and she's around me, she's going to just see for herself. And you know what? You did. Let me ask you another question. At what point did you really start believing?
You asked me to take a ride to some folks' house that they were experiencing some paranormal events, what have you. And I went to their house, and we did what we did, meters and all our paranormal equipment and whatnot. And then, coincidentally, I said, take the stuff into my own house, and said, let's see what we get here.
And I remember that. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I think that was the epic.
You know what it is? You know, when you see it firsthand for yourself and you experience it firsthand and there's no explanation for what's happening except for what I'm telling you and then we're verifying it, it just becomes real right at that moment. And I guess that's kind of what happened for you.
That's true. I'm more like, even to any folks listening or anyone, experience it yourself. And then, you know, I think at most points, people are like, no one wants to speak of stuff until they know you believe it.
Right.
But then all of a sudden they go, let me just tell you what happened.
Right. People come out of the woodwork and like, you know what happened to me?
Right.
You know, I thought
and
I was
crazy. I'm not really fast to even talk about stuff until someone asks me. But I do have a lot of information at this point, actually more than most. So, Chris, let's talk about, when did you first know that you had any psychic ability, or just give us some background about yourself?
I'll give you the rundown. When I was a kid, I used to see spirit, and nobody else saw what I was seeing. And I would see spirit all over my house, and as I would see it, my brother and my sisters would start getting nervous because I would be saying that I'm seeing spirit. At one point, me and my brother and my two sisters were all sleeping in the same bed with my mother and father because everybody was scared of what I was seeing. So my parents were actually going to send me to a psychiatrist, and I said, you know what, at this point I'm going to stop seeing things. And I kind of turned it off for many, many, many years. And then slowly but surely, spirit started creeping back into my life, and I started seeing more and more and more. And in about 2001, I was seeing so many spirits that I thought I was really going crazy. I was seeing them like I see you, you know. It wasn't like I was seeing see-through and apparitions. I was seeing full-on people, and it was very hard for me to distinguish between the living and the dead.
Right, right. But you understand there's a lot of questions from folks when it comes to this kind of talk of, like,
right, well, that's
how
what,
did you experience it, or how did you know, or...
Right, well, you know what? I'll throw it out there to the audience. Anybody who wants to ask me questions about that, feel free to call in. If you have any psychic questions, feel free to call in. But if you want to know about how this all came about for me, any questions you have, call in. But
things are very fundamental to you and
right.
me because we've spoken, but you need to start from the right. ground level.
Well, I started seeing spirit, and they basically said to me, either you're going to accept who and what you are, and those are the words that they used, who and what you are, or we're going to haunt you forever. And I was like, haunt me forever? You know, I don't. I didn't like the way that sounded. So I said, leave me alone, leave me alone. The spirit kept coming and coming and coming. Finally, I said, okay, show me. Show me who and what I am. So I would go into my basement with spirit, and slowly but surely they started teaching me things. They showed me how to ground myself. They showed me how to protect myself, psychic protection. They taught me how to read auras and how to cleanse auras. They taught me how to heal. I would have out-of-body experience where, I mean, I was actually teaching myself through spirit how to heal. That's a big part of what I do today is the healing.
All right, wait. I don't mean to interrupt. Chris has a website, www.secondsightnyc.webs.com. It explains a lot of practices that you do.
Yeah, it explains everything I do.
Aside from that, you are also co-host on a TV show.
Second Sight.
And you've also done retreats, lectures.
Many.
Many audiences.
Maury Povich show 4 times.
Right. There's also a paranormal team that's associated.
Oh, yeah, my paranormal team. I consider it to be the elite paranormal team.
We'll get back to it, because I do want to get back to where you started and your experiences. I just want to give a little background about what else you've done. There's also been investigations.
Many investigations.
Eastern State Penitentiary, right?
That's a holy grail of paranormal investigating.
We've done some stuff in Staten Island, which I've been included with.
The Kreischer Mansion.
Kreischerville Mansion. And
Bailey Seton Hospital.
And you've also done in Staten Island anything else?
I did one very haunted house. This guy, Mark, called me into his house. We actually wound up doing 3 exorcisms in his house, which is another big part of what I do. I've actually done 61 exorcisms to date.
All right, we'll get into exorcisms, but there's also an investigation coming up
at
Bailey Seton again, and you also have another event coming up this month.
The event coming up this month, there's actually a couple things. On the 30th of this month at Trends Restaurant in Staten Island, there's a psychic night where you come and you get a dinner and a psychic reading by myself or 2 other psychics that are going to be there. It's going to be a really great night. So if anybody's interested in that, Trends on Staten Island, call up.
It's on Nelson and Highland Boulevard.
Right.
And I believe that's approximately 5 o'clock on the 30th?
Yes, 5:30 on the 30th is when it starts.
Okay. Okay, so just getting back to when you got started and the craziness involved in that.
A lot of craziness, because like I said, at first I couldn't distinguish between the living and the dead. And there would be times that I would, you know, excuse myself from bumping into somebody that actually wasn't there. And people would look at me like I was crazy, you know. And I had to actually teach myself the different energies, you know. Because, like I said, I didn't know who was living and who was dead in the beginning. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't know who was living and who was dead. So Spirit actually taught me how to distinguish between the energies, which I now teach in my psychic development classes. It's really not as hard as people think, to tell you the truth. But it did take me some time at first to learn it.
Okay, your psychic development classes, could we talk about that a little bit?
Sure, I would love to. Psychic development. I have a group, we all meet. I actually have a couple of psychic development groups, but I teach aura reading, energy readings, candle diagnostic readings. We go into healing, different types of healing. I teach paranormal investigating skills, a lot of fun. What else do we teach? I mean, I run the gamut. This Monday I'm teaching a class, and it's all about channeling. Channeling is a big part of what I do. I'm very well known for my channeling, and now I teach it.
All right. For those that don't know about channeling, could you give a description of what channeling is and then your experiences in channeling?
Sure.
And then maybe we can get some folks that have experienced it on the line to talk about it as well.
Channeling, there's different forms of channeling. There's spoken word channel where you get the message and you speak it. Okay, there's trance channel, which is my specialty, is when you actually become the spirit you're channeling. You might pick up their personality, their mannerisms, and all that stuff. Then there's automatic writing, there's tapping, there's a lot of different forms of channeling, and I teach them all. I believe that the trance channeling is obviously the hardest, but it's all teachable, to tell you the truth. I think everybody has it in them to channel in one form or another. So, that's pretty much it with the channeling. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I teach you how to protect yourself, on how to feel what a good spirit is that wants to be channeled, because not every spirit wants to be channeled. For instance, I've channeled thousands of spirits, okay? My grandfather, who I love dearly, to this day, I have not been able to channel. Why is that? I don't know. Certain spirits just don't want to be channeled. And in psychic development classes, I actually teach you how to feel the different energies that are around you, and the energy that resonates with you from the spirit that's around you is the one that you call in.
Okay. Let's talk about your psychic readings that you give.
Okay, my psychic readings. What do you want to know about them?
Well, why don't you talk about
my psychic readings?
I mean, before you say that, from what I know of you, you're not much of. I know everyone is give me the past, prove something to me. They want to know.
Tell me something from my past to validate the fact that you're an actual psychic.
I know your view is more futuristic, which I value,
right,
or even present to future.
Right.
Considering the fact that there's always free will and
right,
all those factors, right?
Right.
So there is a destiny, but it's not fixed.
Agree with that 100%.
Okay. So I didn't know that.
Yeah, I consider myself a seer, which means, like you said, from the present to the future.
Okay.
You know about your past. You don't need me to tell you about your past.
So before we got online, I noticed a caller.
Right.
I mean, we're in New York. I don't know. I think her name was Anna.
Anna from Maryland.
From Maryland, right.
Right.
All right, I'm going to bring her on the line.
Okay.
She had a question for you, and I just thought that maybe
let's
throw
it
out there.
Yeah.
All right, Anna, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Anna, so talk to me. You want to know about your love life, if love is coming into your life.
Yes, more, I guess, long-term. I've been dating, but that hasn't.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I spoke to you for about 30 seconds before we went on the air, and I immediately connected with you, I feel. Like I said, I'm more of a seer. I see the future, what's going to happen, and I would say I'm in the, like, very high 90% rate in what's going to happen when I say it. And I pretty much see by December somebody coming into your life. I don't think it's going to be a long-term relationship. I think it's going to be more of a 3 to 4 month thing. But I feel like you need to go out with this person, okay? Because this person is going to be the stepping stone to your next relationship, which I believe is going to come around April or May, okay? That relationship that's going to come in around April or May is going to be your long-term relationship that you're waiting for. I think it's the relationship you deserve. I think you've gone through some pretty bad relationships in the past where you've given most of yourself into the relationship and not received as much of you, as you've put out, and I think April, May is when the real relationship is going to be coming to you. But now you need to understand something. You have free will, okay, and I tell this to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm telling you that something's going to come to you in April or May doesn't mean that you go out there and just look for April and May. I'm telling you another relationship is coming to you around December. you need to experience that relationship to get to your next step, okay? If you don't live your life between now and that April or May date, things change, okay? That April or May date may become June or July. You need to actively live your life the way you normally would. If somebody asks you out on a date and you feel comfortable with that person, go out on that date. Don't say no just because I'm telling you something is coming in December and something is coming in April. You need to go. You need to live your life every day to get to your end point, which I believe is going to be that April or May date.
All right. Is there anything else you have to say to Emma?
No, I think I pretty much covered it with her.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions?
No, that's good.
Well, I'll say one thing, Anna. When December comes, I want you to call back on the show, and I want you to let me know that you're dating somebody. And then when April and May comes, I want you to call me back and say, you know what, Chris, I found that person that's just rocking my world, all right?
Okay.
I expect that phone call.
Well, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. And in the meantime, you could go to my website and you could email me and tell me what's going on, okay?
Yeah, it's just like I said before, it's www.secondsightnyc.webs.com.
Okay.
All right, Anna?
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and it's as simple as that. I mean, that's how a reading goes. I'm more of a seer, and I always want validation. When I say things are going to happen, I always tell people, get back in contact with me. Let me know that it did happen. And I'm going to tell you something else about my readings. A lot of times I'll say something is going to happen in 5 months. All right? To tell you the truth, I'm covering my own butt. I believe that is probably going to happen in like the 3 to 4 month range. But I say 5 months just to cover my butt, because if I say 3 months and then it happens in 4 months, you're like, oh, God, he told me three months, and it didn't happen yet, and it happens the fourth month. So a lot of times when I say, like, time frames, it's always a little bit past what I say.
Okay. Fair enough.
I just got tweaked in the head, just so you all know. Okay, let's take another call.
Okay. Let's talk to Leo.
Leo? How you doing? I'm okay. What's going on, my friend?
Well, not much, but I enjoy talking to you guys, and I respect the gift that you have. I think it's just an incredible ability. And
well, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I have to be honest. Leo is a very good friend of mine. I've met him through... Actually, I'm really not even sure how I met him. I met him through a meetup. We were at some psychic event together, and we met, and we just kind of connected. Leo is, I call him the angel man. He calls in angels, and he's a very, very great healer, and I have a lot of respect for him. He's actually part of my paranormal investigating team, Second Sight Paranormal, and his main job on the team is to, when I channel spirit that needs to be passed to the light, he helps pass them to the light. And you want to talk about how you do that real quick, Leo?
Well, you know, I guess it's a gift that I have. I don't even know how I do it. It's a gift that I have that I've learned about a year ago that I can do this. And basically, I'm more connected to the angels than I ever thought I was. And because I'm a healer and I call upon them to help me do healing work on people, I establish some kind of working relationship, if you will, or a bond of some sorts with them. And so when I call them, they come down.
Right, and I'll tell you something. You know, I pass spirit to the light all the time, and I have to say that when I work with you hand-in-hand in doing this, it just seems to happen a lot easier, a lot quicker. And it's a blessing to know you, and I just want to commend the work that you do, and thank you for being part of our team. It's very, very important to us.
Well, thank you for asking me to be part of your team. I enjoy working with you, and it's a great experience. I tell you, with all the things that we have done in the past together, is just sometimes I
yeah. Could we talk about that? I mean, we've experienced a few investigations with you, including the Chrysler Mansion. Bailey Seaton as well, if you could just mention, say, Trècheville and what we experienced there. I mean, I know there's some folks out there. I know Beatrice, Alex, other people of the paranormal team can appreciate. We'd just like to hear your viewpoint.
Sure. We went to this mansion, and what we did not expect was the number of spirits that are on the other side that never went to the light. And Chris, because of his fantastic ability, he was able to start channeling several spirits that one night that we were there. And for several of them, not all of them, but for several of them, we were able to pass them into the light because they were stuck on the earth plane. And as Chris was channeling them, we were able to find out a little bit more about what the spirit was, what their name was, where they lived, you know, all personal information that we were able to validate after the whole night that these people actually existed and such a date that they actually were in a car accident and passed away. So these people were, you know, in fact, something that we can prove that they existed. And because they were stuck in this earth plane and weren't passed into the light, we saw it as an opportunity to pass them there. So as Chris is channeling, he's trans-channeling, so he's not really aware of what's happening. I'm able to talk to the spirit, guide them through it, the whole process where they would look up, I would ask them to find the light, and when they're not able to, I just keep talking to them till they actually set that intention and belief that it is possible. And then I call the angels down, and as I ask them to repeat what I say, because it helps for the angels to come down quicker, knowing that we have their permission to do so, the angels actually come down, and you can see the spirit looking up in their realm that they, you know, they're invisible to us unless you're a clairvoyant, but they're able to see the angels come down, and you can see a difference in their mood. They're happy. Some of them will break down and cry because they're touched by the presence of the angels. And within a minute or two, you can see Chris's physical body lift up a little bit, more of his torso. And that's what's happening there is the angels are just taking the spirit out of Chris. So as they're pulling the spirit out, his chest will kind of pop up a little bit. And then when he will come back down into the couch, into the chair, that's when the spirit is fully out of the body and going toward the light. That's just an incredible experience.
Just to add to that, that evening we had a few other experiences which were quite significant, one of which was in the basement where many things had happened, which was also the spirit that was sent
to
the light. Right. I believe his name was Terry.
Right. He was actually chopped up into 16 pieces, which we learned through me channeling. And I think we did verify that with the groundskeeper, that there was somebody that was chopped up and buried all over the ground.
Yeah, that was the whole fine and dandy, which was not even, which doesn't even scratch the surface of what had happened. In the basement, there was, I wouldn't call it a meat locker. I would say it was some kind of freezer of some sort.
It's a meat locker.
Okay. Whatever. That we have also on night vision, and we had about 8 to 10 people in the vicinity that experienced this as well. I'm actually going to put someone on the line that was there as well. Beatrice, Alex, are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here. Hi, guys.
Hi. You guys were there for the experience in this meat-like locker, what have you. I just want you, before, we're going to go into what had happened that night, and this is more paranormal, not necessarily psychic events, what your experience as a second, third party, what have you.
Right. I just want to say, before we even get into this, I blame that whole episode on the cameraman, like my cousin Larry, who's a great cameraman. If it wasn't for him opening his big mouth, nothing would have ever have happened.
Be nice.
I'm being nice.
Okay.
It was all your fault, Larry. Anyway, go ahead.
Alex, why don't you talk to us a bit?
Well, we were in that locker, and Chris got the feeling that Terry wanted us to leave. So he started going around the room and saying all our names. Does Terry want Stephanie to leave? No, nothing happened. Beatrice to leave. Alex, Annette, all around the room. And all of a sudden, Larry goes, would you like Chris to leave? All of a sudden, it felt like an explosion of an energy where Chris went flying against one wall of the freezer, and this woman, Vicky, gets thrown out through the freezer door into the basement. She scraped her knee, and my sister, who was there, tried to lift her up, and something was holding her down. It was just an incredible amount of energy.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. That was like an energetic explosion that only affected three of us. I mean, everybody felt it, but it blew myself and two other people, Stephanie and this girl, Vicky, out the door. It was one of the sickest things we'd ever seen, and we have it all on video, which will be on the website
soon.
Well,
I'd say it was more, just to put it in perspective, it was more of like an implosion inside the room.
Exactly.
That no one expected. It was so off the cuff, or I'd just say like impromptu or what have you,
right.
That
completely
no
unexpected.
One really expected. It was, do you want this person to leave the room? Do you want that person to leave the room? Which Chris was asking. And it was Larry, the cameraman, that said out of nowhere, do you want Chris to leave? And that's when the whole room just seemed to go crazy, and Chris slammed against the metal doors, which
right.
he dented the doors.
Well, I actually went against the wall. You guys went out the door.
Oh,
the whole,
I'm sorry.
The whole wall was completely dented.
Pardon me. And then Vicky got thrown at least 6 feet outside the door, and she ripped her pants, and it was a big episode, and she couldn't even get up off the floor, and it was quite a force, I'd say.
Yeah, it was a good night altogether. Channeling crazy spirit, getting blown through a room. You know, stuff that, you know, a normal Saturday night for us. Anyway.
So, Alex, is Beatrice there?
Yes.
We'd like to have a chat with her as well.
Yeah, and then we're going to take another call. We'll give another reading.
Hello?
Hi, Beatrice.
Hey, how you doing, honey? You guys sound fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Beatrice is one of the main members of our paranormal group also.
Hi.
She does a great job.
So what I was thinking about talking about was how indeed we got to know Beatrice and
Alex. My God, yeah. Go ahead, Bea.
So let's talk, Bea.
Okay, well, we were having some weird things going on in the house, and we had seen Chris on a spiritual exploration, talking to Christine, and we had been watching it, and then we started getting, my son was waking up with scratches on his back. Alex was laying in bed, and I'm downstairs in the kitchen, and all of a sudden I hear, oh, my God. I go upstairs, and he literally got scratched while he was awake in bed by the spirit. So I said to him, we have to get Chris's number. So we watched the show again, and we called him up, and he came to our house. Lo and behold, we
worst day of your life, right?
No, it was good, though. You know, we called because, hold on 1 second. You know, we really couldn't be too comfortable in the house. And then it wound up being a spirit that was didn't want us there. We found out his name was James. And
and we actually got him on the EVP saying his name James also.
Right, right. And then Chris was able to just send him into the light. I mean, we even had an Eagles blanket, and he was upset that we had the Eagles blanket because he didn't like the Eagles.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah, but
we actually wound up doing two exorcisms in your house.
Yes, you did. And the second one, I kind of brought that upon myself, but I didn't know any better. But anyway.
Well, I mean,
Wait,
a whole other show.
No. Aside from it being another show, I think it's worth mentioning.
Okay.
When you say that, Beatrice, what exactly are you referring to?
Well, there's some things that we shouldn't get involved with.
Right, but I think that's worth mentioning because there are people you go to or talk to that bring on bad. So Just if you could, real quick.
Well, there's people that practice Santeria. And
right.
I went to this woman, you know, before I even knew about Chris. And, I was delving in that, I should say. But anyway, I went to her, and I stopped going to her. And when I did stop going to her, she attached a spirit to me, a canine spirit.
But that's actually what I wanted to hear, because this is what happens. People go and they get a reading from someone, and then this stuff happens, and then you go back, and if you're lucky, you get to meet someone that can make it go away, which it's been now quite some time.
The thing with Santeria is they'll do stuff and they'll help you, but a lot of times what they do is they do stuff to make you have to come back to them and come back and come back. And what does that mean? It means you're spending more money and more money and more money, and eventually, you know, they might not like you anymore, and they do a little they do things that they shouldn't do. I put it in the same category as black magic, voodoo. Now I'm not going to say witchcraft, because I think most witchcraft is actually pretty good, because most people practice white magic. It's when people delve into the black magic, and there is a fine line. I think that's when problems occur. And I'm going to say to people, stay away from that stuff. Try and find somebody legitimate that isn't doing Santeria. And
yeah, but that's hard too.
It's not that hard.
No, but the average person does not know. They believe that's the person they're going to.
Right, well, people go to botanicas. Botanicas are, you know, legendary for Santeria. Stay out of the botanicas. I mean, you want to go
get a little
religious item or something like that, that's fine. But once they start, you know, cutting chickens in the back, you run for the hills. You know what I mean?
True, yes, definitely.
Well, thanks, Beatrice, and thanks, Alex, for talking with us. I think I'm going to put somebody on the line that wants a reading.
Sure, let's go for it.
I'm not really sure who it's going to be. This is really off the cuff. Thanks a lot, Beatrice. And
all right, good night, guys.
Good night.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. It's Stephanie and Chris George.
Hi. My name's Diane. I'm calling from...
Good. And what is your name?
Diane, and I'm calling from Colorado.
Colorado. You know, I had great times in Colorado. I used to live in New Mexico for quite a few years.
I was just in New Mexico.
I lived in Clovis, which is the armpit of New Mexico, but that's a whole new
story. Oh, yeah.
But I spent a lot of time in Colorado Springs and Pueblo, Colorado.
Yeah, I live about 30 miles from both places. I'm in the center between the two places.
Oh, beautiful. So talk to me. Diane,
okay.
You have any more?
Yeah, I have two horses that I love. They're like my babies.
Okay.
But I just recently injured my knee, and I'm going to have to sell them because I'm not riding them, and they're bored.
Okay.
But a little concerned.
You want to make sure they're
going to
be okay?
Yeah, and if I'll be able to sell them as a pair because they really love each other.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you 100% yes. There's no doubt in my mind they're going as a pair, and I think the people that they're going to are going to be really, really good people, and they're going to be people that are going to keep in touch with you to let you know how they're doing. Okay,
and I
see that very, very, very clearly. And again, I want you to confirm that with me when it happens. You know, and I
will. Do you get an idea of time? I haven't advertised them or anything yet, but I'm just thinking: is this a good time to go for that?
Do it right now.
Do it right now.
Start advertising it right now. I think it's going to happen pretty quickly.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and I really enjoyed listening to your paranormal stuff. I've had experiences all my life, so it's really fun to hear.
Okay,
other
we'll put us on your favorite list so you can hear us on our next show.
And thank you for taking some time to call into us. And please, feel free to call back.
Oh, absolutely. Let you know what goes on with my babies.
Yeah, you could always pop on the website and let me know that what I said happened. I love the confirmation.
Just so they know.
Thank you so much.
Once again, I'm sorry, but it's www.secondsightnyc.webs.com. You can contact Chris or Stephanie and just let us know. Shoot us a mail.
I'll do that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Where
are
you from?
Oh, I'm from Arizona.
from Arizona. Nice. Love Arizona. I did some time in Arizona, too.
Oh, really?
A lot of time in Arizona, actually. And your name is?
Oh, my name is Jean.
Jean. What part of Arizona are you from, Jean?
Oh, I'm from Sierra Vista.
Oh, nice. Very nice. And what's your question tonight?
Oh, my question is about relationship.
Okay, well, tell me exactly what you want to know. Help me out here a little bit.
Well, okay, I just only want to know about for my relationship right now, if this one's really going to be strong or...
Okay, well,
or
just before you go on, you're in a relationship right now.
Yes.
Okay, well, I I'm sorry to say this, I don't get a great feeling from it. Long term, I don't think it's going to be very long term. I don't like telling people bad things, but my little deal with the spirits is if I get a message, I have to give it, good, bad, or indifferent. I'll try and give it the best way I can. I'm not feeling long term. Yes.
Just tell me the truth. Just tell me straightforward.
I just told you straightforward. I don't think that this is the relationship that's going to be your be all and end all.
Okay.
I think you kind of know that, whether you want to admit it or not. Again, like I said, I don't like saying negative, but sometimes it is what it is.
Uh huh. What negative you see?
I just don't see it being, you know, your final relationship.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
Do you see me kind of like seeing maybe in the future being having a new
relationship? Of course. I mean, you know what? People ask me that question all the time. The answer is, you know, psychically or not psychically, is usually always yes. You know, of course there's going to be a relationship in your future. I'm going to tell you the truth, though. One thing you have to know about me and everybody who's listening, if I don't get a clear answer, I'm not going to just give an answer to, you know, to make myself sound like I know what I'm talking about. If I don't get an answer, I don't give it, because I like to stay in the high 90% range.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing the next relationship, to tell you the truth. But I'm seeing right now, I just don't think that this is going to be the be-all and end-all in your relationships. There's something else coming for you. I believe it's going to be better. I don't know when it's going to be.
Okay.
I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it's kind of like sometimes it's so hard sometimes to let it go.
Letting go is the hard part. I think you're going to have a hard time letting it go. But you know what? The sooner you do it, the sooner you can start working on the next relationship, because I think inevitably that's what it's going to be.
Okay, one more question.
Go ahead.
Did he have another woman?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
And I think that was a question you kind of knew the answer to, but if I verified it for you, I'm happy. I don't like the answer I gave you, but it is what I get psychically. And again, I believe that you kind of knew that already.
Okay.
We just want to thank you for calling, and we'll talk
night.
To you again. Thank you.
You have a great night.
I will.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, before we take another call, I just want to say, you know, a lot of times I get answers that I don't like to give, but I made a deal with Spirit, you know, years ago, when Spirit came to me and taught me and showed me how to actually give a reading. And they said, when we give you the answer, you have to give the answer. We won't give you something if we don't get it, and if we don't give it to you, you tell them, point blank, you know, I'm not getting it at this time. You know, a lot of times, my big problem with psychics, and I'll put quotation marks around that word, because I believe a lot of them are fake and frauds, and I could actually talk about a few of them in upcoming shows if you want.
Not
anyway.
Tonight, no. We're not going there.
Okay. But my point is, there are times when I think psychics tell people things that they just want to hear because they want to hear it. I'm not going to do that. If I don't get it, I'm not giving it.
All right, I'm going to take another caller. It looks like from the area code they're potentially from Florida. I'm going to give this a shot. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. This is Stephanie. Hi, you're speaking with Stephanie Benetti and Chris George, the psychic medium. Your name is?
My name is Leslie.
Leslie? Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
Where are you from?
I'm in Orlando.
Orlando.
Oh,
okay,
you're
Florida.
Are you psychic stuff? You
yes,
just know your area code.
Oh, no. I'm just intelligent.
So, Leslie, what's your question?
Okay, well, to be right out there with it, I'll tell you that I want to start a little business. It's really not like a business. It's like I want to buy or rent a kiosk in the mall,
okay.
and I want to sell angel cards.
I love
and,
it. Doreen Virtue?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All kinds of angel things.
As you're talking, I'm getting a big yes. I don't mean to cut you off, but as you're talking, I'm hearing yes, 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 pounded into my head like a hammer. So I'm going to tell you yes right off the bat. Go ahead, continue.
Okay, well, I need the money. I need
okay.
help to get me started. I don't know where to look. Somebody told me to look for small business grants, but I don't think I'm going to qualify for that.
Okay, well, what I think you need to do is find a partner. Find somebody who's got a little bit of money, who you trust, who you feel, you know what, it doesn't have to be somebody who's going to be there every day with you. It can be a silent partner, okay?
Right.
I see that coming to you. You just have to look for it. You use all your resources. You have friends who have friends. Somebody's going to believe in what you're selling, be convincing,
mm-hmm.
and somebody, that person is just going to materialize. That person is going to be there. Okay, start looking now. I think it's a great idea. I think you'll make some decent money. I don't think you're going to become a millionaire. I don't think you're going to become rich, but I think you'll make a living. I think it's a very, very, very good idea. And I'm getting yes, 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 constant yes. So I'm going to tell you yes.
Could it go into something else for me, though?
Absolutely. And let me tell you another thing, what's coming into me right now. I don't know how good computer savvy you are, but I'm seeing computers with you also. Maybe that means that you're supposed to sell this stuff online, form a little online business also. Think about it. You know, don't dismiss what I'm telling you. If you think I'm crazy, just put it in the back of your mind somewhere. But remember, leave it there and go back to it because I'm telling you that's something that you need to do.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you for calling. And
thank you.
Call back and let us know how it's going.
Okay, I will. Thank
okay.
you very much.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Okay, so we had quite a few calls.
Is that all the calls?
No.
Oh, we have more. Cool. I love giving these psychic readings. I
See,
love
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll take one more call, and then there's quite a few items I'd like to talk about
right,
before we get offline or
it.
Before we continue to our next show.
Okay.
Okay, so... Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Teresa.
What is your name?
Teresa.
Oh, Teresa. From where?
From Texas.
Oh, I did a lot of time in Texas, too. It seems like I've been all over the place, huh?
Yeah,
I've been all over Lubbock, all over Amarillo. Anyway, so what's your question, Teresa?
Well, I'm trying to find a job, but in the meantime, I'm ready to do a business, and I was wondering how that would fare out.
What business are you looking into?
Like making candles and, you know,
okay,
jewelry.
You know, again, you know, my favorite thing to do is tell people that their ideas are good, and I'm going to tell you right off the bat that as soon as you said the word candle, again, I got a big yes in my head, which means that you need to do it. I think you need to be very proactive in it. I think you need mm-hmm. to just take the bull by the horns and run with it. It's something you should absolutely 100% do.
Okay. Now, do you see me getting a job, or do you see me coming down with some money, like the previous caller, so I can start it off?
Well, Teresa, let me ask you a question. Do you want me to give you the previous caller's reading or your reading?
I don't have no friends. That's what I'm saying. It's just
okay.
me.
Well, you're gonna. I see. August, September, October. By November, I'm seeing 3 months. 3 months from now is November. Steph, am I correct? 3 months from now is November?
Yeah.
In November, I see a job coming to you. I don't know what it is. I don't think it's going to be a great paying job. I think it's going to be a job, and I think you'll be able to get whatever start you need to start your business. I think you'll be able to do it. All right? I don't think you're going to have to rely on other people. I think you're very self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
I think you are a proactive type person. You know, you're not afraid to take a risk, a chance. You're not afraid to work. Am I reading you correctly? Because I believe I am.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. But I've been called the chunk of burning love, but that's a whole other story.
Please.
Anyway. I think everything is going to work out for you. I think that you have to worry about getting down on yourself. I think that's a little problem you have every now and then. Don't doubt yourself. That's coming very, very clearly for me right now. Am I reading you correctly?
Yes, you are.
Okay, thank you. You need to get away from that self-doubt because that's going to kill you. That's going to just take you right out of the game. You want to be in the game, so... stay positive. And I'll tell you another thing that's coming clearly for you, and I don't think that you do it at all, actually, is meditate. Because do you meditate? Because I'm not feeling that you do.
I should be, but I don't. I'm so revved up. I don't know what it is.
Teresa, listen to me. Get out of your mind, okay? What does that mean? It means at night I want you to light a candle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you love candles. That's the business you want to go into. Light a candle,
right.
Little incense, put on a little nice music. Okay. I want you to
mm-hmm.
clear your mind, clear your thoughts, ground yourself, and I want you to see what's going to happen in your future. I want you to put it out there, kind of like The Secret. Have you ever watched the movie The Secret or read the book The Secret?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Do yourself a favor. Go out and rent it, okay? You can get it in Blockbuster, Hollywood, whatever you have out there by you. Go get The Secret. I want you to watch it. I want you to live that little documentary. It's outstanding. I believe it's something you need to do because you need to get out of the whole doubt thing. Get out of your mind and into the present time, okay? That's your problem,
mm-hmm.
okay? I hope I'm not offending you by saying that. I don't want to offend you. I just want
you to
understand
right.
that.
No, you're right.
I usually am, but that's another whole other thing.
Okay.
Don't be a wise guy, all right? Nobody likes a wise guy.
It's the Brooklyn in me. That's what people like about me. I tell it like it is.
Yeah, I know, but all right. Let's pull that back a bit.
Teresa, let me ask you. Do you like me?
Huh?
Do you like me, Teresa?
Yeah, I like you. Yeah, I like you.
I like you, too.
Well, we appreciate you calling,
well,
Teresa.
Thank you.
We're going to take another caller, and we hope you'll
right,
call back
like
at some other time and let us know how things are going or shoot us an email or...
Yeah.
You can contact us on...
Well, you can add us as a favorite on Blog Talk Radio.
There's that. There's you can contact us on our website, www.secondsightnyc.webs.com. I'm also available on Facebook, Stephanie Benetti, Benetti, or Chris Cherillo, Scherillo.
I go as Chris George when I work, but my name is Chris Cherillo.
Yeah, and could you just explain why is that? Because people always have that question of why you have two names and...
Well, my middle name is George, and I just work as Chris George, you know? I just, I like to separate myself because when I'm Chris George, the spirits come to me and talk to me, and that's when I'm on.
Fair enough, but
that's a great question. When I'm Chris Cherillo, which is who I really am, the spirits know... You know what? That's my downtime. That's me being me, and you know, don't step on my psychic toes.
Okay, thank you, and we'll talk to you soon.
You gonna take another caller?
Yes, we are.
Let's do it.
Okay, 914, I believe, might be Long Island or upstate, or it's somewhere in the tri-state area.
You can hear.
Hi, you're on the air. Could you speak to us?
You can hear me.
Yes, we can.
Oh my goodness! I didn't push that one. I just called then because my computer was messing up. But now
you're talking to me. It's Stephanie Benetti and Chris George.
Hey,
welcome to Second Sight NYC.
Thank you. Okay, I wasn't prepared to ask the question, but I do.
Well,
need
before
some
you ask your question, I want to know your name and where you're from.
Yonkers, Celeste.
Yonkers. Okay.
Yeah, see, I knew that.
Celeste. Celeste from Yonkers. Okay. What's your question, Celeste?
Employment. Soon.
Yeah, you've been out of work for some time?
Yeah, about 2.5 months.
Yeah, well, that's not so bad. What exactly do you do?
Well, I do customer service, and the last job I had was a temp job, and it was pretty fun, and basically we just did what we call research.
I'm going to cut you off real quick because September 14th is coming to me. By September 14th, you'll be into your next job. I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but it'll be the pay will be at least what you were making. I don't think it's going to be more. It definitely won't be less. It'll be right around the same what you're making, and I believe it by September 14th, okay? I don't think it'll be past September 14th. I believe it'll be before September 14th. I see employment coming to you. I don't know exactly what you're going to be doing. You're talking customer service. Is that what you said?
Well, that's what I've done in the past.
I don't believe that that's the job coming to you, just so you know. I don't know exactly what it is, but I do not believe it's customer service, okay? But by September 14th, you will be entrenched in a new job, and it'll be a permanent type job. It'll be something decent.
Okay, cool. Thank you, George. I'm glad you guys are in New York. Everywhere else I call, they you know, in West Coast and everything. But thank you, guys.
All right, but contact us. We're at www.secondsightnyc.webs.com. Let us know how you get on. Say hello. You know.
Hey, you know what? Can I squeeze something real fast? I wanted to do volunteer work at the hotline, like you know, crime victim hotline. I was thinking about doing that. They usually have asked you to come and volunteer for 3 times, or
mm-hmm.
3 days a month. I'm thinking about doing that. Just to get
you know what? I'm not getting a yes or a no on that. I'm not gonna. So I don't want to answer that. What I will tell you is, if it's something you feel strongly about. It is volunteer work. Go for it. But a psychic yes or a psychic no, I am not getting, so I don't want to just throw it out there just to throw it out there. You
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, thank you, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to take one more caller before we wrap this up.
Okay.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
You're okay. And who is this and where are you from?
Keisha, and I'm from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania? What part of Pennsylvania?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh. You're not a driven fan, are you?
Wait, I've driven there from New York. That's a long ride.
It is.
It is. I think it was 7 hours and it was torture.
That sounds like, yeah.
Did you think your name is Taisha?
No, Keisha.
Oh, Keisha. Okay, Keisha, talk to me.
Okay, I'm having this problem with my kid's father. What do you see this is going? His name is Jamal.
You're having trouble with your kid's father. Is that what you
exactly.
just said?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Expect it to continue.
Oh, that's
great.
Just him, huh?
I'm sorry. I hate saying that to you.
It's fine. I kind of expected it.
You know, I know you did. A lot of times...
All right, if there's a light at the end of that tunnel.
If there is a light, honestly, I'm not really picking it up as of right now. I think... You're not going to want to hear this, but I'm seeing a 3-year time frame where things are going to actually start getting better for you. I think you have, you know, you're going to kind of be going through like that rough water patch. I don't like saying that to you at all. I hate saying that to you, actually. But I think at the end of the year from now, things will start getting better. But by the 3-year mark is when you're going to be on your feet, feeling good about yourself, you know, things starting to work out for you. Future-wise, I see very good. But present, I see a little rough patch. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hate saying that to you, and I apologize.
She's
but
not happy hearing that.
I know
either.
She's not, and I try to make a habit of making people happy, but I got to say what I get. You know, I can't disrespect spirit. By,
you can't sugarcoat it.
Right,
well,
you know, and,
I mean, the boy probably needs to grow up, and that's probably, I could see a 3-year time frame with him growing up and taking on his
responsibility. You know what? It's going to get better. I could tell you that.
Yeah.
But I do think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be in due course. Exactly. That's a good way to put it, Steph.
Right.
But
okay.
But you have better days ahead of you, Keisha. I promise you.
Okay. Thank you.
It was a
pleasure. All right. Thank you for calling us, and please keep in touch.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Chris. So this has been an interesting
first show.
Not
a bad first show. I had some really nice callers. Had some decent conversation. What do we have, about 5 minutes?
Yeah, I'd say about 5 minutes remaining.
Okay, so what do we want to touch on now?
Is there anything you want to talk about in your past experiences?
No,
because what I find funny is how people call,
right,
and they have a question.
Right.
And it's not always the answer they want to hear.
Right.
And it's not easy to deliver.
No, it's not.
So could we talk about that? Because it's not...
Sure, you know, we can definitely talk about that. My thing is, you know, like I said earlier in the show, I made a deal with Spirit. Spirit told me, we will help you, and we will make you, you know, help you out with your readings and give you answers. And the thing is, you have to deliver the answer we give. And whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, you have to deliver it. Now, it's up to me as a psychic to deliver it in a proper way, where it's not so hurtful if it's something bad. And a lot of times it's not easy to do, but I have to. And I think that's what makes me a little bit different than a lot of other psychics, is because psychics, a lot of times, they sugarcoat things. And I understand it. You know, people want to hear good things all the time. But if I'm being true to myself and true to spirit and a proper psychic and true to my client, you know, I have to give them the proper answer the way it comes into me. And I just think it's very important, because nothing bothers me more than a psychic that can answer every single question you ask them. Because,
well, it's not quite possible.
Well, it's not possible, and there are a lot of psychics that, well, anything you ask them, they give you a question. And what that makes you is God. We're not God. We're mediums. We're psychics. You know, we get answers, but we don't get it all. And anybody who says that they do, you know, that's something you need to be leery of, because it's just not possible. I mean,
right.
I hope I answered that properly.
I just want to mention, you can get in touch with us on www.secondsightnyc.webs.com.
Right.
We're also available on Facebook, Stephanie Benetti, B-E-N-N-E-T-T-I, Chris Cherillo, S-C-H-E-R-I-L-L-O. Send us an email. Talk to us, give us some feedback. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah, we're pretty easy to talk to.
You think?
Well, that's you know, one thing my dad told me, my dad passed away. It's actually his birthday tomorrow. Oh, and
well,
by the way,
in 3 minutes it's his
in
birthday.
In 3 minutes it's my dad's birthday, and it's your mom's birthday
that's
today.
Right.
So we're actually dedicating our first show
that's
to
right. Joanne Benetti.
To Stephanie's mom, Joanne Benetti, and my dad, Tino Cherillo. Big ups to you guys, and happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
He always told me, you know, be yourself, be that guy next door, because that's who you are. Don't be unapproachable, and I live my psychic life exactly like that. I want people to feel comfortable with me. I want them to think I am their friend, because that's how I want to be known. I want to be easy to talk to, and that's what I put out there.
Just on another note, I realize there's lots of photos and videos that we have on our website that are
pretty amazing.
Interesting. If you can, take a look. This is Stephanie Benetti.
And I'm Christopher George.
Hopefully we'll speak with you soon.
Everybody have a good night.